Good evening. Happy Father's Day. I thank all of you for coming out. And so we'll get started. Can you see me? Uncle Alvin, do you know that I'm looking right at you? Yeah? Marvin, do you know that I'm looking right at you? Dave, do you know I'm looking right at you? Anyway, happy Father's Day. What did you do for your father this week? Did you wish him happy Father's Day? Did you buy him a gift? Did you buy him a card? Did you give him a call? Yeah, some of you, yes, some of you know. I imagine most of you did something for your father this week, planned something, and today you talked to him or gave him a gift or had dinner with him or did something. Well, Uncle Alvin talked to us this morning about fathers. And tonight we're going to be talking about fathers again, specifically our Father that's in heaven. And yes, I have my traditional Father's Day tie on. It is the Spanish version of Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. My wife got that for me. Anyway. Fathers and fatherhood, the things that fathers do for their children. Most fathers try very hard to provide a place for their children to live and provide food for their children to eat and to make the world around their children a better place. That's what our Father has done for us, our Lord God. He's done all of this for us. He's given us all these things. He takes care of us. He created the world for us. And he did this for a reason. He did it because he loves us. I remember one time when I was 18 years old and I was praying to God and it'd been about 2 weeks worth of continual prayers and studying and stuff, something that I had never actually done before in my life. But at this point in time, I was doing this, and I remember this one night, I was laying in the bunkhouse at my parents' place, and I was praying to God, and I remember this feeling that I got, that this feeling of love that was just, it started to swell up inside of me. And I started thinking about all the things that our Father had done for us, for all of us. And I was talking to him about it. And he started talking to me that night. This is the first time I remember in my life that he actually talked to me. It was an amazing experience. But it got to be a conversation with him where I could actually ask him questions. And I did. I asked him lots of questions that night. One of the questions that I asked him was, I had been thinking of all the things that we do as humans to him and how we take what he's given us and we trample it under our feet, how we take the love that he shows for us and we cast it aside. And I asked him, I said, why? Why did you do all of these things for us? Why did you create this world for us? When you knew that we were going to trample your son's laws and your son's love under our feet and cast it aside. And he said, Sean, I did this because I love you. I love each and every one of you the same. Well, that just blew my mind that a person or a being could love me and the rest of us that much. I didn't feel worthy of that love. So then I asked him, you know, I says, what was it like when you created the world? When you made the Grand Canyon and you did all these wonderful things and you made it so beautiful. And he said it brought him great joy to do these things for us. Earlier this week, Angelita and I were working at a house up in Briarcliff, up in North Kansas City. And they delivered a slab of granite. Well, it's supposed to be a granite countertop. It's actually a slab of mica or chist. It's a real brittle material. They used to pulverize it and use it for insulation in attics and homes. But it is just beautiful as a slab. It just glows. And they brought this in, and I saw it up on the side of the countertop truck in the driveway in the sunshine, and I took a picture of it. And it is absolutely gorgeous. Well, yesterday, Angelita and I were working up there, and the homeowner came down with his wife, and they were talking about this countertop, you know. And it's in the basement, and it's dark in there, and you can't really see what I saw. But the man was excited because it's still beautiful. And I went and I said, you've got to see, I want to show you a little bit about what I saw. So I went and I got a floodlight and I brought it over to this guy's countertop and I showed it to him. I said, this is just a small portion of what it looks like in the sunshine. It actually glows like it's on fire outside in the sunlight. It's beautiful. And it's, the man was looking at it with this floodlight, and he goes, wow, I wonder what was going on when this was made. And I just had to smile to myself because I knew that at that moment that God was forming this piece of rock, that it was bringing him great joy. And he was doing it because he loved us. That's the kind of father that he is. He's done all of these things, and he's thought out all of these things way before we ever showed up, because he loves us. In the book of Psalms, the second chapter, and for those of you who have just come in recently, or those of you who can only hear the sound of my voice, yes, I have sunglasses on, and they're on for a reason. And I'll talk to you about the reason in a little while. Psalms 2, first verse, says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree the Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him.
This is my son. Have you ever had your parent tell you that? Or, this is my daughter. Have you ever heard those words come from your father's lips? With pride? With joy? I have. It made me feel really, really special to hear my dad say that. This is my son, introducing me to people. Wouldn't it be nice to hear that from our Father that's in heaven? This is my child. This person, John, Darren, Joyce, Bonnie, you are my child. Wouldn't you love to hear that come from his lips with pride and joy in his voice for the things that you've done for him? I know I would. My daughters can tell you that at times in their childhood, especially after Savannah got her driver's license, that they would be driving around town, and we had given them phones, and we would call them up. And I would say, what are you doing on Nolan Road? What are you doing on 23rd and 291? Where are you going? And they'd go, where are you? And I'd say, well, I'm at work. How do you know I'm on Nolan Road? How do you know I'm on 23rd Street? What are you doing? And they'd be looking around in their car. They'd tell me, you know, where is he? Well, we have a large family that lives in Independence and a lot of friends. And when they knew that Savannah and Cheyenne had first gotten out and were driving around, they would always call us and let us know exactly where they saw them. So we knew a lot of times where they were. And it freaked the girls out. Which was a good thing, because they really needed it. Unfortunately, after a while, they kind of got used to it, and so it didn't scare them as bad. But they're my children. They're my daughters. And I love them very much. And they've brought into our family two wonderful young men, whom I'm very proud of. And I have a granddaughter that just, when Angelita and I come home from work and we stop at Betty's house and Guinevere's there, and she sees our van pull up through the window, she starts jumping up and down and screaming, Pampa, Pampa, Pampa. That's what she calls me, Pampa. And the door opens up and she comes running, and she comes running out to the van, and she just wants to hug me and love me. Grandpa's home. Pampa, Pampa's here. We have a brother that lives up in New York State. His name's Tarbell. And he, at one point, relayed a dream that he had. In this dream, he said he was asleep in his bedroom at home. And he knew in the dream that he was sleeping in his bed. And he said in the dream, all of a sudden, the bedroom door burst open and all of his kids came running in. He's here, he's here, he's here. Get up, he's here. And he got up out of bed and he looked out of the window, he said. He cracked the blinds open and looked out the window, and he could see coming through the air God in all his glory. And his kids were like, he's here, and they were running out the door of the bedroom and running out the house, and he could see his children running down the street towards God, jumping up and down and clapping their hands and laughing, and just, he's here, just like Guinevere. And our brother Tarbell said that in the dream, all he wanted to do was what his neighbors were doing, which as he watched them run out of their houses, they ran into the woods and hid behind the trees, hid behind the rocks, because he was there and it was too late for them. He was coming. And our brother Tarbell said it was the worst feeling he'd had when he woke up. He knew that he wasn't going to get that statement from God saying, "This is my son." In Matthew, the third chapter, thirteenth verse. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, "I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?" And Jesus answering said unto him, "Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased," "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." You remember when you got baptized? What it felt like? The love that you felt when you were baptized with water and fire and the Holy Ghost, when you were baptized unto repentance. You remember the love that you felt? I do. At that time, I felt that love. "This is my Son, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." I can't say that I have that feeling with me all the time. And it's my fault. He keeps reminding me. He keeps letting me know, "Sean, what are you doing? Sean, where are you at? Sean, why are you doing that? Sean, don't you remember me? Don't you love me? I love you. Please come home." As I said, I'm wearing sunglasses, and I can see you. But I don't know if you can tell when I'm looking at you or not. But you can trust me in this. He's always watching you. Always. Whether you can tell he's watching you or not, he always sees you in all that you do. And the things that you do at times bring him great joy. At other times, much sorrow and hurt. But he wants you to know that he loves you. He loves you very much. And he wants you to come home to him. He wants to be able to tell everybody there, this is my child, my beloved child, in whom I am well pleased. So even though at times you might think he's not watching you, he is. He sees everything that we do. And he doesn't have to hide behind a pair of sunglasses to make you think he's not looking. He's always there. No matter what the world says, he's always there. And he does know what you're going through in your life. He understands it. He has experienced it himself. In the flesh and blood body of Jesus Christ, he suffered everything imaginable, went through all kinds of pain, torture. And he did it for a reason, to let you know that he loves you very much. And he wants to be your father. Happy Father's Day.